Well, Mr. and Mrs. Marsh are so sorry to involve the Aces in the stolen bracelet case that they want to make amends. Mrs. Marsh is going to introduce Jane into her society crowd, and Mr. Marsh tipped Mr. Race off that the city is going to buy a certain piece of property for a housing project. What Jane and Mr. Race don't know is that Mr. Marsh, who is a city alderman, owns this piece of property and is using Mr. Race as a blind. It's the next morning at Mr. Race's office now. He calls to his secretary. Listen.
Miss Wilson, bring your notebook in for some letters, please.
Yes, sir. I'll bring it right in, sir.
Oh, what? Jane.
April Fool's.
Well, what are you doing downtown at this time of day?
Oh, I've been downtown all morning. Why, it's noon. Miss Wilson went out to lunch.
She went to lunch without saying anything to me?
No, I told her I'd tell you. I want to talk to you.
Well, as long as you're here, I want to talk to you, too.
No, me first now. I've been downtown shopping, and I'm going to buy a lot of things.
Well...
Oh, yes? Do you know how long it's been since I got a new dress?
Wait a minute. I didn't say anything.
Oh.
You must have been rehearsing a little argument all the way up here. Were you?
Well, I am going to buy a lot of new things. I got to thinking about Mrs. Marsh and meeting all those new people and everything, and the first thing I thought of was...
What will I wear?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I look through everything I've got, and it's awful. I'd like to throw away everything I have and start over from the beginning.
With rompers, you mean?
Yes, with... What? Now, wait a minute, dear. I don't understand this. Why don't you just come right out and say I can't buy it? You never asked like this before. I don't know what to say when you're acting like this.
Well, time to take the wind out of your sails, huh? Here you come here ready for a big argument. You've got all the answers ready, and there's no argument. Well, you can go right ahead and buy anything you want.
You feel all right, dear?
Sure, I feel fine. I understand what you mean. This new crowd that Mrs. Marsh is introducing you to, and you have to look the part. Of course, there's a limit to what you...
Well, now, that's more like you used to be. What do you mean, a limit?
Well, what do you mean? You're buying a lot of things. How much...
In the first place, I saw four hats I like. I told the girl to hold them till this afternoon. I'd let her know.
Four hats? You're letting your money go to your head, aren't you?
Well, they go with different things I'm buying and some things I've got.
Oh, I see.
Then it's all right with about the hat. Now, there's an evening dress with sleeves to about here of ermine. It's black velvet, and you should see it on me. It fits like a glove on the wall. I had all I could do to keep from wearing it right out.
No, I wouldn't advise wearing an evening dress out at this hour of the day.
Then it's all right about that, too?
Well...
Oh, yes? You know the last time I bought an evening dress?
Wait a minute, Jane. You're jumping at conclusions. I'm not objecting.
Well, what's going on here? If you're kidding me, dear, I'll...
I'm not kidding. I think you might have a few new things. I can see that you'll need them. And I want you to keep up appearances. Especially the way the Marshes have been taking a sort of a fancy to it. And that's what I want to talk to you about.
What?
Well, I seldom, if ever, talk business with you. Sit down.
Well, why is it there?
Well, this deal Mr. Marsh put me next to is about the biggest thing I've ever tackled.
Aren't they sweet?
Yeah.
The way she came over and apologized and said she wanted me to be there all the time and go and visit...
Well, what about him? Imagine him coming over here and tipping me off to a deal this big. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about, Jane.
All right.
Now, well, in order to tie up this piece of property on an option, I'm going to have a lot of cash, all I can lay my hands on. In fact, it's going to take about everything we've got, including a mortgage on the house. Now, the chances are about 1 in 1,000,000 of not being able to sell this property to the city after I get it. In fact, less than that. And I stand to make close to $25,000 when I do sell it. So, you see, it's not much of a gamble. I mean, I don't stand to lose anything, and we have everything to gain. Now, I just want you to know that we're going into hock with everything we possess. And I want to get your okay. I want to feel that in case that 1 in 1,000,000 chance happens, that something happens that we don't sell the property, that you knew all about it and I had your okay to go ahead with it. Well, Jane. Are you thinking about this?
Well, kind of. I was thinking more of that evening dress.
Isn't that awful?
Well, I heard you, dear. I think I know what you mean. Of course, I don't understand a lot about business. You never tell me anything. Why are you putting out?
Because this is going to take every cent we've got, because I want you to realize that if this deal doesn't go through, we're flat broke.
Broke?
Yes. But as I say, there's hardly a chance of that. In fact, it's even silly to think about it. But I have to face facts, and I'd like for you to face them with me. especially one that's important. I want you to know just how we stand on this. What do you say?
Well, dear, I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better. When things were bitter...
Oh, yes, I know. It's easy to say that now that things are going along all right. But will you say it if something goes wrong and we lose out? There's always that chance, no matter how slight, you know.
Well, I don't know just what you want me to say. I don't understand about business. I always leave those things to you. You know that. I don't know what you want me to say now.
Well, I just want to feel that it's okay with you, that it's your back of me.
Oh, sure. You can do anything you want to. It'll come out all right, dear.
Yeah, I feel it will. I feel sure it will.
Sure it will.
And you understand that this is taking everything we've got, and I'm going into it with your permission and your knowledge, and I don't want any back talk later on.
Oh, you know I'm not one of those I'll say. So?
Yeah. Of course, there's every chance of my making some fortune here. About $25,000, you know.
$25,000? How much?
Well, I told you before.
I didn't hear you. $25,000?
That's right. That's why I feel so good about this thing that Mr. Marsh put me next to.
Why, that's like winning a sweepstakes.
A sweepstakes? Yes, it's something like
winning. Well, I will be sitting on Pretty Street. And here I'm asking you if I can buy four hats. Why, I can buy a hundred.
Jane, but there
you... Of course, I know I'm counting my chickens before they fall asleep, but if we can make $25,000...
Hey, wait a minute. You're running away with yourself. Now, take it easy.
Am I intruding?
Mr. Marsh.
Oh, Mr. Marsh. Hello.
Come in, Mr. Marsh.
Thanks. Well, it's good to find you here, Mrs. A.
Well, I just happened to be downtown shopping.
Oh, hi, Mr. Marsh. Have a chair.
Thank you. I just stopped in to take you to lunch. There's some things I'd like to talk over with you.
There's nothing wrong.
No. To the contrary. Things look very promising.
Well,
excuse me. Can I use this phone, dear? I want to call that girl up and tell her to hold those phones for me.
Use that phone in the outer office, Jane. Miss Wilson's...
All right. Excuse me, please.
Well, you're looking quite radiant this morning, Mrs. Ace, if I may say so.
All right.
Mrs. Ace has been shopping. All women look radiant when they're shopping.
Yes, I just bought everything I could find. How's Mrs. Marsh?
Oh, fine. She's quite enthusiastic about you, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, yes. Well, I think she's just awfully sweet. Did she tell you about how she's going to introduce me to all her friends and everything?
Yes, I believe she did. You're going to like that crowd, too. They're all such good folks.
What I was surprised about was the work they're doing.
Work? What work?
That's just what I said, dear. When Mrs. Marsh told me, I said, what work? I didn't know they did anything but go over to each other's house and play bridge or serve sandwiches and things. But she told me that they're doing. About the poor people and everything.
Yes, Mary's got a hand in charity. A social betterment, she calls it.
Yes, that's what she calls it.
In fact, her entire crowd has gone in for it.
For what?
Oh, to solve the problems of the poor, you know.
Yes, like the new apartments they're going to build for the poor people. We're going to see to it that they build the right kind on the right place. So the children can have some place to play, and the apartments are cool in the summer, and vice versa.
What is this?
Not like those Old Testament houses they have to live in now. Oh, it's going to be more fun. Well, I just got to help that girl. Excuse me, please.
Certainly. See you before you go?
Yes, I'll be back in just a minute. I just want to make sure she'll hold her hat for me.
Say, what was that you were talking about?
That, Mr. Ace, is the agitation I've been telling you about.
Yes, but my wife, she's not going to be part of the agitation, is she?
Well, whatever. My wife is, too.
Your wife?
Of course. Gives her something to do. She hasn't got a chance to win. The city knows these women are agitating against using this piece of property for these apartments. The women think it's on the wrong side of the railroad tracks. They talk of choosing it more in the heart of the city. All that. Well, does that bother you? There's always agitation like this when the city starts a project of this sort.
Yes, but if I'm going to tie up all my...
You're not going to let what these women do work for you, are you?
But why don't you tell your wife that the women will lay off? She's a sort of a leader amongst them, isn't she?
What good would that do? Some other group would agitate.
But they can arouse public sentiment, can't they?
Mr. Ace, I've been in politics in this city for some years now. I'm used to public sentiment being roused. It doesn't do this change. I tell you, it's definitely settled, and the city will buy this property. And all the arguments and agitation my wife's club will put up won't change it.
I can't get over Jane being in this thing.
Jerry felt she could meet her friends through the...
Yes, but, well, does Mrs. Marsh know? The city is definitely set to buy this lot, regardless of what their club will do?
Well, frankly, no.
What?
I don't accept these things with her any more than you could with the state. And they don't understand these things. Of course, they might have some argument on their side. It might be better to build on some other site, but it's impractical. I know just what the city can spend without going into debt any more than we have to. This town can't stand any higher price property than this one.
Well, $150,000 isn't exactly chicken.
Yes, but if we were to listen to these women, we'd have to spend twice that for the location they have in mind. Oh, now forget about it. They'll have their fun and don't pay the slightest attention to it.
Yes, I know, but it's going to seem kind of strange of me trying to open the biggest deal I ever made and my own wife, member of a woman's club, is trying to spoil it.
Yes, it is strange, isn't
it? Yes.
But don't let it worry you. Now let's go to lunch. I want to talk details to you. Exactly how you go about getting this property. And that's another point. With the women fighting against it, it brings the price down. Makes it look as if the city is not going to build there, see?
Yes, that's something in favor of
us. Of course it is. Besides, this isn't news to you. I told you there was some agitation against this piece of ground.
Yes, but you didn't say your wife was leading it, and I didn't know that Jenny was going to be in on it. Well, but I see your point. I guess it's safer to have this group doing the agitating rather than some other group that we didn't know about.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going, dear. I called it.
Yes, Jane. Go ahead. Mr. Marsh and I have some things to talk over.
Goodbye, Mrs. Ace. Be nice seeing you again.
Hi, Mr. Marsh. Say hello to Mrs. Marsh for me. And, sir, I just can't wait till I see her again.
I guess she'll be calling you very soon, Mrs. Ace. She'll be having one of her club meetings to solve the problems of the poor, you know.
Well, a poor excuse is better than none.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Jane is really going in for social work, we can see that. And Mr. Race hopes to put across the biggest deal of his life in spite of King's work. We learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.